Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Joe Keough. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Fiore. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe Foy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Bunker. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Wally Bunker. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting second. The third baseman, Lou Klimchuk. Batting third. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Baker. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Boyd. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Boyd. And now, play ball. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough takes first base on ball four. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keough moves to second. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keough moves to third. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Royals. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball four. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baker. Adair reaches second base with a double. Kirkpatrick moves to third. Mike Paul now pitching. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez takes first base on ball four. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Klimchuk moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klimchuk scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Baker moves to second. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shaw settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Shaw. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A three-run home run. Three runs are unearned. It's 4-2, Indians. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keough. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker strikes out. Two outs. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keough hits a line drive into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Paul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paul hits a line drive towards short. Hernandez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klimchuk takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-1 in the game. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klimchuk juggles the ball. That's an error on Klimchuk. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0-for-1 in the game. Fiore is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Foy hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Schall moves to second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baker hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harrelson moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. There goes Sims trying to get to third. Foy throws the ball into Schall, who tags Sims for the out. Two outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a fly ball into center field. Foy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rooker pinch hits for Wally Bunker. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker strikes out. Two outs. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Keough hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Royals 2. The Indians will come to bat. Galen Cisco now pitching. Mike Paul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paul is 0-for-1 in the game. Paul is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nelson hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Klimchuk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-2 in the game. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paul fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0-for-2 in the game. Fiore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Royals 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Horton moves to second. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baker strikes out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horton scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sims strikes out. 2 outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Harrelson goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Indians. Mike Hedlund now pitching. Hawk Taylor now playing left field. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. Leon hits a fly ball into center field. Foy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klimchuk juggles the ball. That's an error on Klimchuk. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Adair moves to second. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez strikes out. 1 out. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Royals 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Paul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paul is 0-for-2 in the game. Paul hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nelson strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Klimchuk hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keough takes first base on ball 4. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-3 in the game. Schall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Schall reaches second base with a double. Keough moves to third. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fiore hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keough tags and scores. Schall tags and moves to third. 1 out. It's 7-3, Indians. Stan Williams now pitching. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Buck Martinez pinch hits for Mike Hedlund. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klimchuk fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Royals 3. the Indians will come to bat. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bergmeier, and towards Hernandez, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to third. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to second. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clem Chalk fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Rodriguez moves to third. Two outs. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Keough hits a line drive towards short. Leon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Royals 3. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-3 in the game. Leon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams bunts towards first. Fiore scoops it up and throws to first, with Adair covering, for the out. Leon moves to second. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-4 in the game. Nelson hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Luke Limchuk. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Vern Fuller now playing third base. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fiore takes first base on ball 4. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams juggles the ball. That's an error on Williams. Fiore moves to second. Tom Bergmeier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergmeier hits a line drive into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fiore scores. Foy moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Indians. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Foy moves to third. Adair moves to second. Bob Oliver pinch runs for Eli Rodriguez. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hernandez hits a pop-up towards third. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.